Welcome to Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where as always, we're here working to improve our financial IQ. Total Wealth Academy is an education and coaching system for real estate investors. We teach people who have never owned rental real estate before. We even have people join up that already have 5,000 units. And I want to head straight into something I heard on the news yesterday before I bring my guest on. And it's just disturbing. I feel bad for people who watch the news because it really is deceiving at best. One of the things that came up was the fact that 45% of 65-year-olds have zero in savings. So I want you to think about this statistic for a minute. By age 65, 29% are dead. Of the remaining balance, almost half of them have nothing in savings. Then the average savings for a 65-year-old is $170,000. Nobody's retiring on $170,000. So this Tony Robbins point where he jokes about by age 65, most Americans are dead or dead broke, it is absolutely true. But what disturbed me was a lady comes on, a commentator, and goes, yep, the rich keep getting richer, the poor keep getting poorer, as if the rich were doing something to the poor. And I mean, it was implied. If you saw that interview, she was implying that the rich are deliberately harming the poor. If you listen to this show for a long time, you know that's not true. The rich are too busy enjoying their Ferraris, their yachts, and their jets to worry about harming the poor in the middle class. It simply comes down to the fact that the rich teach their kids rich beliefs about money. The poor and the middle class teach their kids poor and middle class beliefs about money. So they remain poor and middle class. Only when a poor and middle class person decides to go buy the information on how rich people think, that's the only way you're ever going to change. And some of you say, well, you can get it all at the library for free. Yeah, it'd take you 5 to 10 years at the library to figure out what I can teach you in one Saturday for $500. Now, it doesn't have to be me. You pick a platform, find somebody you're comfortable with, somebody you trust, and go do it. But you've got to understand, the rich are not holding down the poor. They don't care. They're too busy getting rich. But the press and the Democrats and these liberals, they just want to blame the rich, and which is disgusting because what are Democrats? They're all rich. Rich, rich, rich. And boy, they just want to, and they say they're here for the middle class. Let me bring on my guest because he's in here. I can tell he's got input. Curtis Warden is a personal friend. He's a member of Total Wealth Academy. He is a high-end flipper, new construction. He invests in apartment complexes. This guy does it all. And you're not going to meet anybody with more energy than this guy. The thing about him is it's contagious. You know, you meet some people that are just high energy, and they're high energy. But you have a contagious high energy where whenever you're around me, I want to be doing more. I want to be thinking about stuff. So welcome to the show, Curtis.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I remember being that guy that you're talking about that's sitting there with the, I guess, the 29% of the people, the ones that are dead and broke. I remember I just would sit in my car from 2006 to 2007 trying to figure out a way how I could take all of the information that you were giving away for free on the radio and do it in such a way that I could make something of myself. And, you know, fast forward, I from being a person who was a client of your radio show, just
interesting,
listening to that for that many years, now I'm a participant in the same room with you on the radio show, is just, it's mind-boggling.
Yeah, and everything that you've accomplished is just mind-boggling to me. But we were discussing this at lunch, fake it till you make it.
Right.
I mean, I remember thinking I was a real estate investor. I literally woke up in the morning going, I'm a real estate investor. You know how much real estate I had?
Yeah, none.
None. You must have at one point knew you were a flipper, knew you were going to own apartments, but you had none.
Well, so you talk about in the intro class that you used to do, you would have this phrase about getting to Disneyland.
Right.
Right. And a lot of people, you cannot live a life where you're living through someone else's experience of Disneyland. It's not going to give you the same satisfaction. I just did not let no tell me, like, no, you don't have enough money. No, you don't have enough education. All I had was time. That's what I had to invest in, so that's what I went with it. And my first business partner, who was a guy that I went to church with, he invested $150,000 with me. He had just sold off one of his companies. One of his companies got bought out. He was a CFO. He had $1.5 million in the 2008 stock market collapse. His 1.5 that he had as a 32-year-old went to 750,000 really quick. So he was like, listen, I've got to do something. You've got time and you're going to go get your real estate license. I will help buy property. Nice. And I asked him later on, you know, in 2010, after we had amassed 16 properties, I asked him, I said, why did you invest with me? And he said, you are dumb enough to not know better. And it took me a couple minutes to realize what he was talking about, but
it's so true.
Yeah. What a lot of people are too smart to know better.
Yeah. They can tell you 100 reasons why it won't work.
When you're dumb,
you don't know.
You don't know. So you don't know the question that stops you from doing. But when you're 50, 55, and you've got $250,000 and you think that that's a lot of money, that is going to set you back sometimes, because all you want to do is just protect $250,000. For me, all I'm trying to figure out is, how do I drink Starbucks every day? How do I go to three trips or four trips a year? How do I do that? Like, what investment vehicle do I need to go buy that's going to give me an additional that I don't have to reduce my lifestyle, but it makes up for my lifestyle?
Yeah, that kind of coincides with Kiyosaki's point. Never say I can't afford something. Always say, how can I afford it? And you've mastered that. Okay, we got to go to break. We'll talk more after the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show with my special guest, Curtis Warden. Phone lines are open. If you've got a question for either of us, it's 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSED. Thanks for listening.
Total Wealth Academy is an education, coaching, and consulting platform for beginner and advanced real estate investors. We do passive investments in self-storage, apartments, strip shopping centers, hotels, mid-rise office buildings, assisted living, and more. Our members are able to use their IRAs and 401ks without tax or penalty to buy real estate and build passive income. To find out more, please attend our free sample class. Reservations at GetTotalWealth.com. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, along with my special guest, Curtis Warden, who, again, has done a huge number of flips. He does high-end flips. He's also bought himself a passive investment in an apartment complex. And we're talking about, well, in the first segment, we were talking about the horrible situation in America with 29% of us dead by 65, 45% have no zero savings, zero. And the average is only $170,000. Then we moved over into the concept of never letting no get in your way. And then we were having fun with the concept of, I was just too dumb to know. When I bought my first apartment complex, I was like you. I was too dumb to know I couldn't do it.
Right.
It took me about 3 months to figure out I needed some help.
Yeah.
You know? So I do believe that there is, George S. Patton said it, audacity. Mm. Just the audacity to go and try. Get out there off your butt and try something that you don't know 100% for sure you can do.
I think that you have two things going for you. You have to have the audacity to do what other people say that you can't. And then secondly, you need to have the vulnerability to be able to tell people that you don't know how to do what you're getting ready to do.
Yeah, and ask for help.
Yeah, it transparency gets you everywhere.
Yeah.
It's no one wants to be with somebody who is dumb enough to not know any better and won't take advice.
Yeah.
They're just dumb at that point. I tell people all the time, especially when we're doing teaching classes, I get up, the first line I say is, there's no dumb people, or there's no dumb questions, just dumb people. And the only way to be smart is to ask dumb questions. Dumb questions
That's
get
interesting.
You smart.
I like that. We've got a caller. Interesting question, if this is accurate. Let's go to Humble and talk to Sonny. Sonny, thank you so much for calling in. How are you today?
Very good, sir. How are you doing today?
Excellent. How can we help?
I got a couple of questions. Question is that if you have I'm an active employee, and if you have some money on your 401k, kind of like the Roth IRA investments into real estate, is there a way to use your 401k to invest?
Yes, there is. Are you married?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's called a quadro. And what you do is you give your 401k to your spouse, and then the two of you invest it together in real estate. But that's the only way to get control of it away from your company. If you email me, I can give you a little more detail and even refer you to somebody that can do it. But, it can be done.
Okay. And second question is, I will definitely email you. Second question is, I know that I just tuned in, so I don't know if I missed it or not, but do you have any the seminar coming up today, by any chance?
You know, we don't have one today. The next one is this Thursday evening, 6:30 to about 8. And you can find information on all of our workshops at gettotalwealth.com, gettotalwealth.com. And there's a bright yellow button that says free sample class.
Copy, sir. See you soon. Take care.
All right. Thank you, Sonny. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that reminds me, Curtis. I wanted to take a minute to tell everybody the expo is this Saturday. I've talked about it quite a bit, so I'll just go through it briefly. This is a Oktoberfest expo. If you would like to find out about high-end flipping, if you'd like to find out apartment complex investing passive or self-storage investing passive, be at this meeting. It is from 10 a.m. till about 2. We're going to have real estate training, real estate investment training from 10 to noon. Then at noon, we break, go outside where we've got bratwurst, German potatoes,
will there be
German
alcohol?
Chocolate cake, beer.
Woo-hoo.
Absolutely. My son, who makes beer, actually made two different German beers, and we have two kegs of each. So we are going to have a lot of fun. It's a free event for members and non-members. Everybody's welcome. If you're interested in that, go to gettotalwealth.com/expo, gettotalwealth.com/expo. Again, the event is free. You got to be here no later than 10:30. Watch the education side of it, and then we'll go outside and have a really nice Oktoberfest, because it's only going to
be
about 76, 78 degrees.
Yeah.
So again, gettotalwealth.com/expo. Okay, so let's get to the subject I wanted to talk to you about. And I did not prep Curtis for this.
Okay, good.
The question I have is, let me set it up. People are emailing me on a regular basis. I listen to your show. I've listened to it for 5 years. I've listened to it for 2 years, 6 months. I can't get myself to take action. You're taking action on a regular basis.
Yeah.
What is it that motivates you? What keeps you taking constant action? I never see you resting.
Yeah, no. I tell everybody this story. I tell you this story. When I went to the first time I ever heard you on the air, and I went to the free event, I could not afford you. You were the guy that was sitting there across from me and said, yeah, okay, you've told me that you've listened to me forever. You came to the introductory meeting. All it costs is $500. You'll get all the information that you want. And I said, I can't afford it. You looked at me. You looked at my wife, who's now my ex-wife. And Steve gave me the hardest, I just want everyone to know this, Steve was the most honest and brutal, and this was the thing that kicked me in the butt. You said, you looked at me and you said, all the symbols of wealth without actual wealth. And that right there kicked me into like, oh yeah, well watch this, I'm going to do it without you. But the difference is, and what I didn't realize, is that I was going to be a square going into a circle. The place where I was first listening to you really only focused on things that I wasn't that engaged with. I'm high-end flipping. And right, by high-end flipping, I'm creating value-add positions in areas that I know if I take this square footage and I increase it to this square footage, I'm going to get $300 a square foot. And it's only going to cost me $125 to build. So when you look at that model, all it means is I've got to build a bigger house in order to make more profit. So that really wasn't the model that they were teaching at this other place. Right, what I love about Total Wealth and why I came up here, I do a podcast here with Steve. That's why he's saying that I'm never sleeping. I take my customers and my clients, anyone that's like working with me or people in Houston that I've met that are just like doing something awesome, and I bring them on because I want to hack my life and make my systems and processes better. And so it's all about being like you and I were talking about at lunch. Just figure it out as you go. You have to just go. Sometimes God needs you just to move forward in order to make you do a U-turn to go back the other way. What is it that they say about a ship? In order for a ship to like
turn around,
it's got to go like 1.5 days off course to go back. Well, too many people, everybody wants a microwave success, and
yeah,
success doesn't come like in 30 seconds, like a bag of popcorn will.
Yeah. With you, though, I still want to hear, okay, so that got you motivated.
Yeah.
But motivation only lasts so long. So Zig Ziglar put it this way. He said, motivation, like showering, has to be done on a daily basis because it doesn't last.
Yeah.
Your motivation is daily. Every time I see you, you've got a new idea. You're working on something new. How do you keep yourself in that state?
I was poor.
Okay.
I was poor. And I know what, and they say money doesn't buy happiness. You know who came up with that? Poor people.
Yeah.
Poor people say money doesn't buy happiness, because I will tell you, I will rather any day of my life be miserable in Isla Mujeres or Playa del Carmen or Jamaica or Cancun. I'd rather be there any day of the week miserable than be behind a desk in a cubicle all day working someone else's goals and dreams and being dead broke, which is what I was whenever I started. So for me, I know I have no other option. I've been out of the game for 12 years. I've been, you know, it's like a prisoner coming out after they've been in for 12 years. You're institutionalized. I don't want to be institutionalized again. That's the fear that gets me up every day. That's the reason why I still think I've got a million-dollar idea inside of me. I think if I talk to enough people and I do enough things, then it's going to catch on with somebody. There's going to be something out there. Plus, I'm always looking to solve a big riddle, a big problem, whether it's manufacturing a house faster or systems and processing, or is there an app that will help me find houses better? That's the reason, that's how my mind is working, is on solving this complex problem. Like, how do I do it better? It's not because I like work. It's because I'm lazy. And I feel like if I can just get,
I love that point.
That point, if I can get that part done faster, then that allows me the freedom to be even lazier.
Well, Bill Gates said, if you want anything done, hire somebody lazy, because they'll figure out the easiest way to do it. And that is one of my foibles, is I'm lazy, but I still get what I want done. I just get it done easier than everybody else does. And everybody thinks, oh, you made it look easy. That's because I'm lazy and I would only do it if it's easy. All right, this is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, along with my special guest, Curtis Warden. And we'll be back after the break with your questions at 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. You're listening to AM 700, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Total Wealth Academy is an education, coaching, and consulting platform for beginner and advanced real estate investors. You must understand that 95% of Americans fail to retire by age 65. We help stop that by teaching our members how to use real estate to build a second stream of income that meets and exceeds all of their wants and needs. To find out more, please attend our free sample class. Reservations at GetTotalWealth.com. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, along with my special guest, Curtis Warren, high-end flipper, new construction guy, and apartment passive investor. And you said something in the last segment, and then I was walking down the hall to go to the restroom, and I went, holy crap, that's me. And it was the point about, I literally wake up sweating, thinking about having to go and get a job. Sweating. I associate massive pain to working for somebody else. So if you look at, you know, you've got to get leverage on yourself to get yourself to take action. You've got to create pain as well as look at the pleasure that you're going to get from succeeding. But you also have to create pain. In fact, you'll do three times as much to avoid pain as you will to gain pleasure. So it's actually a very effective motivator. But a lot of people look at it as negative. Oh, you're being negative. I don't think so at all. When I say I don't want to commute 2 hours a day, which is 3.6 years of your life, I don't want to work for somebody else and get paid and screwed with, I almost said something I'm not allowed to say on the air, all that creates massive pain to me. You know, and then there's the embarrassment of failing. That also motivates me to read more, study more, and things like that. What are some of your pain points that keep you motivated?
Okay, so when you look like me physically, my mic was way up in the air.
Yeah.
So what I was saying is my number one pain point is probably I'm not the most attractive guy in the world, but I will tell you what, it's a whole lot easier to find love when you've got a couple nickels to rub together than when you don't. And a lot of people, they want to live their best life revisiting their high school years.
Well,
and they
want glory to, days.
Yeah. And then they want to fake their happiness on Facebook. And my pain is just, I remember high school and it was horrible for me. I was a nerdy kid. I was trying to be an athlete, but I wasn't. I was like a buck 55 and some loose change. So, no, I mean, I don't want to be poor. I'm scared of being poor. And I have three kids.
Yeah, that's a motivator.
My three kids, yeah, that's your why. The reason why a lot of people fail or don't take the step is because they're just rich enough.
Comfortable.
They're comfortable with taking care of their three kids. If I do something different, then my wife is not going to respect me. But what people miss out on is that the wife is in her most excitement for you or for me or for anyone listening when she sees her man out there pursuing a goal or a dream or a journey or an adventure. And a man can't help but fall in love with a wife that she is also going out and seeking her journey in support and being a mom and being in working a second job so that y'all can accomplish these goals and dreams together. You and I talked about this on my podcast.
Yeah.
I said, you know what it's like to be with a partner that stays with you through thick and thin. And you almost cried because you went right back to that day where it was like probably the most painful between you two and y'all chose to stay. And for me, when loyalty is all I started back with, all I had was my name after my mom and dad died when I was in high school. All I had was my name. And so all since I started from that, it was just, you know what, if I'm going to borrow money from people or I'm going to take on partners, I have to maintain my name because my name, that's the only thing I've got.
Interesting.
That no one else can take from me. My house was taken away because my dad went into foreclosure. The government took, or MD Anderson took all of his life insurance money. There was, I was left with nothing.
Wow.
So the only thing I could start back with was just my name. And so I wanted to create something that people would be proud of. And another big thing was, life. I wanted life to come back full circle. And now look, I mean, here I am today sitting in your office doing a radio show with you where I used to be in the car listening going, one day I'm going to be that guy that gets out there and does it.
Plus you got your podcast. Tell them about Nailed It.
Okay. So Nailed It is kind of the reverse of the TV show, the food show called Nailed It. You know,
we start
with this beautiful cake, right? And then the people try to scramble around in an hour and make something that looks like the masterpiece.
Right.
Mine's the reverse of that. Mine is taking my chicken scratch that I come up with or this ugly house that I start with and creating something beautiful out of it. And I see a lot of people that I'm connected to in this real estate industry and in Houston who have also done that in their personal, their business, in their financial life. And so I try to bring those people on that are doing something a little bit different than me and have a very engaging Lewis Howes, Joe Rogan type conversation podcast where I interview them on how to hack their life. How did you do it so that I can do it? Because I'm lazy. Right. I want all their shortcuts.
Absolutely. When I interview people, that's what I'm looking for too. It's like, what did you do different?
When you came onto my podcast, actually, you were interviewing Brian Burr on your podcast. Mm-hmm. You talked about David Goggins' book, Can't Hurt Me.
Right.
That guy right there, I have watched like four different interviews, and that guy, the not quit attitude, that has become like stay hard has become my mantra. Stay hard.
Yeah.
There are too many soft people out here.
And that is extremely... I think that really answers the question that I was asking. So there it is. You are looking to stay hard, stay on it, never
yes.
give up. So that keeps you motivated on a daily basis along with your pain
points.
I was a
quitter for a long time.
Yeah.
It's too hard. I can't do it.
Yeah.
I used my parents' death as a crutch early on in my life, and it kept me broke.
Wow. Yeah, you've got to look at successful people. I'm speaking to everybody, but all you have to do is look at successful people. One, they're focused. Two, they never quit. I'm not sure. I think it's a baseball phrase. It's hard to beat somebody that will never quit.
Yeah, and what is it that Tim Tebow always says? Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard.
Oh, absolutely. I know people smarter than me, better built than me, better looking than me, that are struggling living paycheck to paycheck. I've even explained to them. I sat down with one guy. I laid out my business model for him. From my very first single family home to my first 10-unit apartment to 4,000 units, I laid it out for him. He did absolutely nothing.
My buddy Tommy came on my podcast, and he rips me all the time because I have a dad bod, right? And we're in this group thread called Lake Junkies. And he was messaging me, and he was like, oh, you know, you got your dad bod, blah, blah, blah. I said, Tommy, here's the problem. You and I both go into the bar. You're a great-looking guy. I look like me. But guess what? I'm going to wait for you to go talk to that girl, and then I'm going to swoop in with my personality, and I will close it. That's the difference between you and me.
He can't close?
Because the guy that has the gift of gab, the one that can make you laugh,
absolutely,
the person who can take all of the insecurities and throw them on the table and just be open about it and laugh, that's who people want to follow. They don't want to follow this guy that everyone thinks, oh, he's got it together and he's going to tell you all about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm great, let me tell you.
Yeah.
That's funny. All right, phone lines are open. If you got a question for Curtis or myself, please call right now because we're coming up on the end of the third segment. We'll be heading into the final segment of today's show. Please don't do what a lot of people do and wait 2 minutes before the end of the show to call. Then we can't answer your question. Call right now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-5738. KSEV. You're also welcome to email me. A couple of you have already done so. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Someone asking about the website for the expo Saturday. The expo it's gettotalwealth.com/expo. gettotalwealth.com/expo. That event is open to members, non-members, guests, anybody that wants to learn about high-end flipping, self-storage passive investing, apartments passive investing. You should be there. Be there at 10. We're going to study and work till about noon. Then we're going to break, have bratwurst, German potatoes, German chocolate cake, and beer, German beer. So go to gettotalwealth.com/expo and reserve a seat for you, your significant other, or whoever. All right, this is the gettotalwealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. We'll be back after the break with your questions at 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. You're listening to AM 700, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Catastrophes happen in the U.S. and around the world on a regular basis, causing tremendous financial difficulty for those unprepared. However, some people are prepared. These are the people with a second stream of income. This month, we are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. For reservations, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, along with my special guest, Curtis Warden, who is a high-end flipper. We're talking $500, $1 million homes. He's also building high-end homes. You're building 3 units in the Heights right now, right?
Yeah, three townhouse. It'll be my first townhouse project to do. And then right next door to that, I sold the other half of the lot for $1 million. And I bought both of those for $34 a square foot.
And what'd you sell them for?
I haven't done it yet. I haven't sold them.
Oh, wait a minute. Just said you sold something for half a mil.
Oh, that was my personal house.
Oh, okay.
I bought that for $200,000. I'm not going to give everybody that information. Steve's asked me to come up here and do this as a case study. And I'm going to show you guys how I almost made $200,000 in tax-free money using someone else's IRA, using the power of networking and the ability to just not know any better to make it happen. I used it as my personal residence, and I flipped that thing, and I made a bunch of money.
How long did you stay in it?
4 years.
4 years.
Well,
okay.
I take that back. It is one. I sold that 2 months before the 4th year. I contracted it on September the 27th, and I sold and I bought it on October the 31st, 2017, during the middle of the Astros' run to the World Championship.
It's funny all those timings come together. You're not going to believe this, Curtis, but a member just sent me a ARV 1.2 million purchase price 550.
I always get so okay. I mean, send it to me and we'll take a look at it.
It looks like about 150 to 250 in rehab.
It all comes down to what's the price per square foot. So a standard price per square foot in everybody understand this. In the Heights, your entry point into the Heights is 400,000. That's basically like going to Missouri City and buying a KB home for 130.
Okay. Right?
Let's just
that's your basic compare little bungalow
that quality. Right?
Okay.
There's distressed assets that are worth way less. But in order for me to rehab that house, I am seeing pricing right now because of labor. Labor's my killer.
Yeah.
It's not the material cost anymore. Material's gone back down.
Okay.
It's my labor that never comes back down. So during the coronavirus, when I had workers for $150, $200 a day, now my workers are at $250, $300 for these are very competent, highly skilled people. They do things that other people
and they're worth
do.
It.
And they're worth it because they show up every day. And what I tell people in real estate is never have a license plate warranty contractor.
Yeah, you need to tell that story.
So there's two lessons in life. One, when you're flipping property, it's called real estate. When you're selling property, it's feel estate. So when you buy, you're only buying on the numbers and what it's actually worth. Don't get into the feel estate part where you overdo something or you put your own personal touch to something if you really aren't an expert in that field. And the second thing is a lot of people, the reason why the numbers work is because they get contractors who have what's called a license plate warranty. That is where the warranty for that property only lasts as long as they can see the license plate on the back of that van.
Yeah, not a good situation. Let's ask a question then. What warranty are you giving your people when they do a high-end flip with you?
So I give them a package, and that package is typically from a company called 210 Warranty. And 2 and 10 is like American Home Shield after the first year. The first year is all workmanship. That's all me, 100%.
Gotcha.
The second year is kind of like a service and maintenance warranty. That's covered through 210. Each house is around $3,500 to warranty. I pay for this because I have a phone call there's a phone number that they call into that they get someone full-time from 210, third party. They will come after me if I don't service that warranty.
Gotcha.
So it kind of gives a layer of accountability to the buyer. If I'm doing a remodel, though, the remodel only gives them hey, this is a remodel. You have your any of your components, like you'll have 5 years on your AC, you'll have 5 years on your roof, you'll have all of your systems. Like I think electrical is 2 years and plumbing is 2 years. So those things are covered. But I do not give a warranty for paint chips. I don't give a warranty once the person moves in. It cannot be from something that they've caused.
Right, right.
Or maintenance that should have been done. Like, I don't put blinds on your windows.
For a year.
I don't put gutters on. You have a list from me that you need to add to your property once you take possession. So if your house has a huge pitch and it's raining and I'm getting sinking and leveling, that's on you. I told you that was going to happen. I view gutters and blinds as kind of like that someone's, you know, they may want it black. They may want copper. They may want white. I don't know. So I leave it up to the client to pick those selections.
Yeah, with I always get a 1 year, but it's like you do.
Workmanship.
Anything that wasn't done correctly, they come back and fix. I don't buy home warranties, but I would on a high-end, you know, $700 million home.
Yeah.
I would want that extended warranty. That sounds like a really good deal. So I think this deal just looks good all over. He's done his ARV correctly.
What part of town is it?
Memorial.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think I'm going to forward him to you after the show and reach out to him because he's going to need somebody to do the work.
Yeah.
So this would be a good combo. He may need help with the down payment, so I'll find somebody to help him with the down payment as well.
And see, that's the brilliant part of Total Wealth is that you're just networking your way to success. You got to be a part of a club. Everybody's going to be a part. If you want to go work out, don't work out by yourself. There's no accountability to that. And if I don't know what I'm doing and I'm trying to lose weight, I can hurt myself.
Oh my God. The people at the gym that I see almost injure themselves on these machines, they're doing the machine incorrectly. They never paid anybody to teach them.
Yeah.
And they get injuries. They don't understand why. They could only work out for a week and now they feel like crap. We got a caller. This is directly for you. It's Zach in the Heights. Zach, thank you so much for calling in. How are you today?
Hey, Steve. I heard you guys and Curtis talking about the Heights, so I live in there. I had a quick question. But anyway, one thing I want to say is I'm coming this Thursday night. Finally did it. I'm assuming you have
Thanks, Zach.
This Thursday night, right? 6:30?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right.
I'll be teaching that.
I'm finally making the actual step. And Curtis, you don't know me, but you've been to my house before. 6,000 square foot lot in the Heights. What's that worth on the land only these days?
Which area in the Heights? Let's start.
Call it, if you really want to know, Alexander Street and around 10th, if you know where that is, which you probably do because you've been to my house with your buddy
Houston,
Ryan way back in the day.
Yeah, that's Houston Heights. Yeah, with Ryan DeGennaro, my
Greater Heights.
Yeah, so Greater Heights, I don't know, $65, $75 a square foot, I think, is what the going rate is out there.
What did you say? Sorry, I can't hear you.
$65, $75 a square foot, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so low fours?
Oh, no. Oh,
yeah, I think you were
low. Does it have a house on it?
There is a house on it, but it's an older bungalow that's kind of in the middle of that, should I... you know, wipe it all the way off and start over, or can we make something out of this thing?
Okay. I don't know, man. I've seen stuff going for like 530. I've seen stuff going for 480. It depends.
Yeah.
Is it potentially contributing? That there's all these weird factors in this.
Yeah, it is.
Alexander,
that's why I'm asking you.
Yeah. There, you know,
I look online and I try to find similarities. I'm like, man, that one's similar in this way, but not in that way. And then that one's on a corner and that one's this school and an eight. So, I'm just kind of curious if you had an idea on the land value. And
Why don't you send me, do you have me on Facebook?
No, I don't do social media, but I know how to get a hold of you. And I'm going to be at this thing Thursday night, which I'm not saying you're going to be there. But anyway, I might get back in touch with you about that.
Do it. Get in touch
Zach,
with me and let's go walk it.
If you're thinking about selling it, don't be afraid to put that thing on the market. 51% of homes and lots are selling above asking price in Houston.
All right,
Zach, we got to go. Thanks for the phone call. I look forward to seeing you Thursday night. All right, thank you, Curtis, for coming on the show. Really appreciate it. Always a fun time. Thank you all for listening. This has been the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Remember, if you want to come to the expo Saturday, go to GetTotalWealth.com/expo.
You've been listening to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit GetTotalWealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day.